I unfortunately was terrorized with a video, and I want you all to know once and for all, definitively, that this is the, like, prophetic scrolls you're encountering, like, every week on this podcast.
Is this what I walked into you watching right before we start recording?
Listen, when we tell you over and over again that you heard it here first, we quite literally mean that you heard it here first, okay? We told you this would happen. We warned you. And we gave you, like, a week's heads up, okay? It's actually the name of our episode last week. So,
it's, you know what? When you're right, you're
right.
Let
me set the scene. This is from a YouTube video interviewing people at an Elizabeth Warren rally that happened recently. And they are talking to a woman who is wearing a filthy-mouthed wife t-shirt, okay? And if you remember, filthy mouthed wife is the insult that Donald Trump passed off to Chrissy Teigen when he was subtweeting both her and her husband last week, right? After hate watching MSNBC, like, in the middle of the night. So I said that it is going to be within a week that
we
would
get it on Etsy.
This.
Like, it's going to pop up.
And within a week, here it is at an Elizabeth Warren rally. So, I'm just going to play what this person says, okay? And I want us to complete the Venn diagram, okay? Let's complete the Venn diagram of reactionary liberals, reactionary Twitter users, and reactionary identity politics, and combine it with the Venn diagram for the election 2020, okay? Here we go. Let me turn this all the way up because I want our brains to rot from this, okay? I am ruining your day. Happy Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever fucking day of the week it is. Prepare to get it ruined.
This is such dangerous material.
He's not my candidate yet, 100%. I like Pete Buttigieg, but I like her. I like that she has a plan.
All right. It's between her and Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, yeah, but also maybe even Amy Klobuchar and Cory Booker. I'm not even close to picking one person yet. But if I'm going to go for somebody like on the left side of the spectrum, it's going to be Elizabeth Warren as opposed to any of the others like Bernie or anybody like that.
So why not Bernie?
It's time for a woman is all. I mean, Bernie's over and done. Didn't do it the last time. Elizabeth has more energy. I think she's got more intelligence. So
let me just say this. You know, I don't want to come out too spicy this early on in the episode, but I would just be very, very careful of capitalists who tell you over and over and over and over again that they have a plan. I have a plan. Here is a link to a 50,000 word document on my site that I know you are not going to read. It is my plan. Here is the plan. It's my plan. But if you ask this person, in this case, Elizabeth Warren, known capitalist, former Republican, and let's just all get it out there for the record, former house flipper, slash real estate agent, slash making money off of foreclosed homes, Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
If you ask her what any of those plans entail, I guarantee you that those plans include the words free market enterprise. Okay. And I'm just going to put it out there. And so it is just so mind-boggling to me when these like reactionary, like resistance Twitter liberal types who have like hashtag Drumpf in their like Twitter bio and are always talking about the Cheeto president and retweeting Alyssa Milano and watching MSNBC like it is the Dead Sea Scrolls and they are learning the wisdom of the universe, okay? And yes, she supports universal healthcare. And yes, running against Bernie has pushed her on a surface level to move slightly to the left of being a former Republican, but I just want you all to know, capitalism is the center of our political system. It is quite literally what everything else in this country and quite literally the world orbits around most of the time, I would say. And so when somebody pretty much exclusively links their politics to capitalist ideologies and like promoting the free market, and reports are coming out that Wall Street executives and big money donors are liking Elizabeth Warren because she is good for them, because she will not challenge them the way that, say, someone like Bernie Sanders will, who quite literally proposed a bill named the Bezos Bill, like literally to chop off free enterprise's legs and then bury it 6 feet under the ground and nuke it over and over and over again. You have Elizabeth Warren meeting with Wall Street donors, meeting with big PACs, meeting with those, like, you know, swanky DC types.
And you know what's so gross is everything you're talking about is the, like, mechanics in place that make all the terrible stories we have to go over today happen. Like, most of the things I'm looking at today, I'm like, that would do just fine.
It drives me fucking crazy when there are generally well-intentioned, I think, people pushing Warren as this leftist candidate. Like, I get it. We all radicalized in some way after the Donald Trump election. But if you look at even a single one of her documents, they are progressive, but that does not mean that they are leftist. Those words are not interchangeable, especially right now.
What are we progressing to?
Especially the way that those are coded by major media outlets like the New York Times, by major media outlets like the Washington Post and the Atlantic. Like, interrogate what progressive means. Like, if you want to know where this podcast stands, politically speaking, I think we both are very comfortable in saying and promoting and spreading through this podcast that we are voting with Bernie Sanders. I do not agree with his stance on sex workers. I think he has failed consistently with racial justice. I also think that he needs to answer for FOSTA SESTA. And there are a litany of other complaints that Lawson and I both have with Bernie Sanders. That's a red wine and a swisher. I think you get the
picture, bitch. We're recording. We're here. Do you want to say hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Okay.
Was there a lot this week in general, I feel like? Like, I had to move some things down.
Yeah,
like,
I really did.
Oh, girl. Where do we even begin? I mean, you're good at starting it off, but, you know.
I'm going to read you a blind. I want you to tell me what this is about.
Okay.
To celebrate her new beauty line, the pop star threw a bunch... through a launch party at Barker Hangar in Santa Monica, California on Monday, complete with energetic music, delicious drinks, and a star-studded VIP list. The night was all about her, and she arrived around 8:30 p.m., walking the red carpet and posing for pics in a beautiful black crystal-beaded gown. Eyewitnesses tell ET that guests in attendance included Whitney Port, Patrick Starr, Tyler Oakley, Candy Johnson, Evan and Ashley Simpson, and... Ashley Simpson Ross, excuse me. There we go. Who?
Miss Chairman of House Laboratories?
House Laboratories. Lady Gaga.
I can't do the umlaut on that. If there is one.
Stiegen auch wie klar, vous savez que bon stair. Auch wie auch wie flagen begon be ustebombe. What does any of that mean?
How have we never looked that up? It's been up for like 10 years.
I'll take you out tonight. Okay, so what is Lady Gaga saying in German?
Speaking of, did you see...
Wait, that's not what I'm not
no, done. No. You can keep Googling this. Did you see Grimes post that picture of like that...
fake album cover?
But that was like based off
the tour. It was like
tour.
A fan... No, it was like a fan edit.
It was, right?
Yes.
Okay, but it was based off that tour she was going to do with Kanye West that didn't happen. That was the thing. I like forgot that ever happened.
So,
oh, what'd you get?
She said, "It." She said, lyrics interpretation.
It's just, it's so, you know, colloquial.
Ich lieben aus der Bikler, es kommt bei Madremonster, aus Kwi, auch wie Flaggen begon bei Usterbobbe.
I would never do that on air.
I'm trying to make it clear that I am the mother. Monster, I wish we were all blind so that it becomes easier out there. Don't know the rest. I'm trying to, like, what? What is any of this?
Does it say don't know the rest or you don't know the rest?
No, that I'm reading a comment. Gagapedia. What does that have to say? Skip. Okay, well, this app is not configured for iOS
you rotating,
use.
You're like...
I'm trying to think, okay, literally, what does these lyrics mean? Okay, this is not what I want. I'm literally.
Can we also at Apple scrolling, at Tim Cook. Why do I type Gaga? It always has to autocorrect. Still, haha. Like it's been 10 years.
Hey, wait.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
let's address the elephant in the room. Please stop. Okay, here. I'm just gonna put in the German words and be like, paste and search.
Translation. What am I reading here on Wikipedia, girl? Wait. Someone said the faux German lyrics in Gaga's acts. Wait. The song chart on the cell. Okay, what was I just reading here? Okay, you know how Google gives that preview, but then that's like deep into the entire article?
The mother monster paid out or from be from can be flogging. Like, what does any of that mean? I don't think it's meant to make sense. At the beginning, she states that she will speak German even if she can't. So she may have done what people do when they take the, like, German language and say whatever they want. Who does that? Who are these people on Yahoo Answers?
The only hope we have to finding out what she said.
Okay, this is some user 8 years ago. Noah says, this is what I have been told. So, quote, I am perfectly clear. I bear the name Monster. I wish we could all be blind. It will be easier out there.
Okay, it's consistent.
Now, if you reverse translate that to German, you will not get most of the words she says. So she must be speaking a strange dialect or a different language. What? Anyways, so here's a quote from Mother Monster herself about this party. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I was first inspired by my mother. She runs the Born This Way Foundation to empower and inspire bravery while we erase the stigma around mental health and shine a light on its importance. The brain is the second most important organ in the body other than the heart. We have to pay attention to it. And I will bring that attention to you today while we are here, even for makeup. Watching my mom put on her makeup was like a spiritual experience for me as a child. Although I always thought my mom was beautiful, even without makeup, I watched her become braver and braver as she put it on every day. When I was growing up, I didn't always feel and sometimes I still. But
no.
They really changed that for me. I found the same purpose as my I can't land it. This lady has lost her mind. She was addressing Patrick Starr and Tyler Oakley when she said that, which makes it so much funnier. Like, just picturing Patrick Starr in the audience listening to this, like, it connects so many Venn diagrams. Like, the grand unified theory of pop culture inches closer to completion with this monologue. Like, Whitney Port, Evan Ross, and Ashley Simpson and Tyler Oakley were in the audience for this. Like,
this shit up, too.
How do you feel about that? I still don't agree with her idea to become a capitalist.
Great
in
marketing.
This particular way.
Marketing.
I mean, I told you guys about, I think we talked about the names of her like house laboratories.
It was like Bone Collector and like.
One sec.
Night
I have a
Watchmen,
list here.
Like,
I have a list here.
They're like Hot Topic like names at this point. Like, oh my God. I don't understand.
I'm so embarrassed by my early headlines. Lady Gaga's House Laboratories breaks the Prime Day picket line with shimmery lip gloss. Like, literally, I'd rather die. Okay. House of Rose Bitch. House of Rockstar. House of Goddess. House of Chained Ballerina. House of Metalhead. House of Dynasty. Downtown Punk, Give 'em Heaven, Speed Queen, Venus, Blaze, Scream, Seductress, Hypocrite. Oh, I just...
What are the names?
Who is the Chained Ballerina? Like,
I want to meet her. Do an ad for her.
Haunted by the ghost of the Chained Ballerina. Oh, did you also hear that Ariana Grande is being considered for the Wicked movie? The theater kid energy?
Oh my God.
The
memeology,
like,
you mean? Like, this would cement her for two decades.
Just imagine Ariana Grande painting green. Like, imagine her in green body paint. Like, imagine Ariana Grande riding around on a broom in green.
Like, how'd she get to the boys?
Stop. Imagine Ariana Grande painted green. Being called Adeem Menzel at the what was it that John Travolta called Idina Menzel?
What?
Adeema, what did he call her? Lawson, you don't remember this?
Well, it's blinking for you as well.
John Travolta.
Here we go.
Idina Menzel. Google. This is the process. This is why we cut this stuff out. She said, what did he say? He called her Adele Dazeem. Okay, anyways. Like, just imagine John Travolta introducing Ariana Grande in green body paint as Adele Dazeem. I just, like, the image in my head just of Ariana Grande in green body paint singing Let It Go is the funniest thing in the world.
The music videos that would come from that?
The like the
sitting on like the top of like a New York penthouse like in green paint. Like,
I think that I think the internet would collectively break from the power of the memes.
She like, did Inception. She can do whatever she wants. Cinema is.
I still am really mad that no one put the Inception music over that music video.
Oh my God.
Okay. So, anyways, this is from Out. So Stephen Schwartz, who wrote the music and lyrics for Wicked, told the Gay Times he's a massive Ariana Grande fan, who isn't, blah blah blah, asked if he'd like to be in the he'd like her to be in the film, said the short answer is of course. It's not quite far along enough yet for us to really be talking about specific casting, though. Universal and Comcast, interestingly enough, this was a little tidbit that stood out to me, produced the film and are going to be releasing it December 22nd, 2021, because guess which one?
Jeez.
Guess what won the Christmas roulette lottery this Christmas?
Is Star Wars.
Cats.
Oh.
So they're like, gotta actually bump the other musical revival.
Oh, Cats,
I was gonna
by
say,
the way, Cats, when that happens, can we like go dark? Like, don't know her, didn't hear about her.
The just thinking
I don't
of,
know about
like,
any of those actors.
The
actors
lover that. Slash Cats crossover promotion is gonna literally make me want to die. I'm just gonna quickly get through the rest of this really quick and then you can take over for a little bit. The woman who posted the bond for R. Kelly will not be getting her $100,000 back after a judge's ruling from the this is from the Chicago Sun-Times.
These judges gotta be like, listen.
I thought this was really
what
funny.
Can you do?
So Valencia Love put up $100,000 in February after R. Kelly spent 3 nights in Cook County Jail. He was then arrested 4 months later and she lost the bail that she put up for him. She and her attorney filed a 4-page motion Friday seeking the return of her money. And then in a court hearing on Tuesday, the lawyer argued that Love, quote, had no knowledge of federal investigations in New York or Chicago, and that, quote, it made no sense to withhold the money because Kelly was being held without bond in those federal cases, negating the use of her money. However, the judge blocked the motion, and this was the really interesting fact, right? So remember how she ran a daycare? And everyone's like, no, but remember where everyone was like, where did she get the money?
Yeah.
So the Chicago Sun-Times did a little bit of digging.
Oh, I like this.
It's not great.
I'd like to see Justin.
No.
Because I'm sure it's really bad.
Hold my hand.
Okay.
Because this took it out of me.
What?
We can't laugh. Okay. Just tell me you're not going to laugh. Because it's actually very dark.
Okay.
In 2017, she and her former husband came into a windfall and received $1.1 million in a legal settlement from a wrongful death lawsuit they filed against the former Children's Medical Hospital in Chicago after their daughter died in 2010 during a heart procedure at the hospital, according to court records.
Yeah, so that story is over. We are going to move on to the next.
When I read that, I was like, no.
There are so many different types of people in this world. And you know what? That's that. I can't talk about that. That is just
awful. I read it. And it like took the wind out of me.
Yeah.
Where I was like,
the actual like humanity of it all. Some stories take turns you do not expect.
Oof. Okay. What do you got?
Pootie Pie made some great news this week.
I'm okay. Sure.
Felix Kjellberg, I can't say it. All you guys all need to know is that he claimed on a live stream that he was going to donate $50,000 to the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL. And he just said it in a video and everyone thought that was going to be it. ADL specifically said, we have no record of hearing about this donation or anything about it until it was in the news because he decided to not donate.
Because his fans told him not to.
Yes. He said, this is a direct quote from his recent video. I made the mistake of picking a charity that I was advised of, that I was advised to pick instead of picking a charity that I'm personally passionate about, which is 100% my fault. He also previously addressed the criticism against his donation, recently deleted tweet, acknowledging that, quote unquote, making a donation to the ADL doesn't make sense to everyone, especially since they've outright spoken against me. Potential donation when everyone else did, when he made the announcement on his channel yesterday. That's what ADL was pretty much saying about that.
And now before anybody says that, you know, they have criticisms about the ADL, I have heard plenty of legitimate criticisms of the organization and its stance on Palestine. But the reason that he backed out of this was because it was an anti-Semitic decision on behalf of his fans to pressure him not to give to this charity.
And he said that they've gone against him.
They've spoken
against him. I'm like, that's because of the anti-Semitism.
He was.
That's the whole point.
Lawson, he's literally.
I know.
And he was wearing Nazis.
Oh,
he was wearing
I forgot about that detail.
He was wearing the Iron Cross.
Yeah, when he was, yeah, it's true. That's in the pictures and thumbnails. Yeah.
And for those of you, I guess, I don't know why you wouldn't know this, but the Iron Cross is a former military decoration in the Kingdom of Prussia and later in the German Empire and Nazi Germany. And he wore this symbol.
I remember some people were kind of talking about online if that was one of those things where it's purposeful or not, because it really is so wild if that is intentionally put on to do that, especially when someone who has literally committed a mass murder in your name, saying subscribe to PewDiePie, that you would support the same white nationalism that mass shooter also sort of as reason for his crimes.
This is
it's just so interesting.
All I'm going to say is that
to make that choice,
the designer for Vetements and Balenciaga and Demna, it said, so he's wearing one of Demna's designs.
Of
and
course.
Demna said that it is the Bulsini cross, which is a Georgian symbol, right? And everyone's like, okay, well, he's not wearing the Iron Cross. He's wearing
the Bulsini cross.
And, you know, we got it wrong, you guys. He's not a Nazi. But then someone else is like, yeah, and he wore that cross in a video where he's retracting his donation to the ADL.
There are so many millions and millions and millions of people watching this video. It's like,
and if that was a dog whistle.
Why would they?
Of course, it was the Bulsini cross. But symbols matter, and the reason he chose to wear it on a shirt where the collar and his body was turned in such a way that you could see the cross in a video about retracting a donation to the ADL after fan pressure, and you're going to tell me this man is not a Nazi? The gymnastics that people will go to just ignore something so obvious blows my mind.
You really, it blows my mind. You really do not, if you understand everything we're talking about, ever have to wonder why people do the things they do in human history. Like, it happens like this. Woo! I was just watching that show Years and Years, and it's like, you know, I'm not done with it yet. I don't want to like give my opinion about it, but there was a thing. It's all obviously about the rise of fascism in the UK and such. And I remember one of the quotes by one of the characters is when they're talking about like Ukraine flipping to like this Russian, you know, like totalitarianism. And they're like, well, you know, it wasn't like it was just this outside force. A lot of the people in the country were waiting for a moment like this to happen. And I think about that like every day. The amount of people that have in this country have said, I am ready to like mobilize as this force. And people like him, we listen.
Well,
you never know what's going to happen.
Here's something that doesn't matter. I mean, it does. I'm just meaning like, in terms of the global rise of fascism, it doesn't matter. Jax Taylor reveals why he blocked Vanderpump Rules co-stars Tom Sandoval, Ariana Maddox, and Kristen Duty, Us Weekly.
Duty?
Because that's the stains on her G-string every time she goes out.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
I was going to say.
Sorry. That was very mean.
She can't hear you under the wine of the freeway, Puppers.
No, I heard she redid her windows so that
shut the fuck up.
She can't hear the highway anymore.
For the laminating.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Do the honor trick. Monster.
As people who live close to a major thoroughfare that we frequently have to talk loudly over, this is no shit, Kristen. Okay, so here's what Jax told Us Weekly at, okay, just ready for this. Do you ever read a celebrity press event and you're like, this can't be a real thing?
Especially with anything Jax Taylor says, it's honestly incoherent.
I go through my phases in social media, yep. Usually when it's after a couple drinks, and then I'll just go through the blocking phase, Jax 40 told Us Weekly at Carl's Jr.'s Ultimate Avocado Brunch. Earlier this month.
That is a Los Angeles original.
Quote, Andy Cohen always tells me just to mute people and say, don't give people the satisfaction. You should just mute them. But no, I'd rather block them because they think they're being cute. So I'm just going to block them. They want to say something and see what they can get away with. So I block them. And as far as blocking my castmates, I've unblocked one of them. Kristen and two others are still blocked and they're going to stay blocked. Jax, however, insisted his decision to block Tom and Ariana is not about being on the outs. I think they're great people and I love them. Tom's my best friend. I just need a break. People don't understand. Yes, we do film a show together, but we also just hang out together every day. We talk out and hang out and talk together more than when we'd Okay, I'm sorry. I can't understand this sentence over the level of cocaine involved in this whole construction of the interview. People don't understand. Yes, we do film a show together, but we also hang out together every day. We hang out together more when we don't film than when we do film, if that makes any sense. Well, that clears that up, Jax. Hope you have fun with Kristen Duty.
Big spiraling cancer energy, honestly.
So, but not least, I'm going to read you an Instagram caption, and I want you to tell me what new relationship this is about.
Oh, fuck.
Brothers and sisters, everybody sing, music emoji, smiling face emoji. Quick, we need a band name for carpool karaoke. Hashtag carpool karaoke. Hashtag siblings that sing. People's source says, it's new, but they're having a lot of fun together. Okay.
Oh, wait.
Wait, okay. So just think about this. Someone who is a brother, a famous brother.
Someone
who is a famous sister. They sing and they like to have fun. And would also be on carpool karaoke.
Do not tell me this is the Zooey Deschanel.
Yes.
Property brother?
So somebody...
Which property brother?
Jonathan, I think.
Okay.
The corny one who wanted to be a magician.
I thought they both wanted to be magicians.
I will just say this. They are the same level of tacky energy. So this makes total sense. Everyone's like, wow, this is so crazy. And I was like, no. This actually makes perfect sense to me.
In the world she wants, it's the life in a post
Berenstain Bear universe, like this is exactly what we asked for and signed up with. Okay, last but not least, did you hear about Everlane?
Huh?
Yeah. Okay, so Everlane is like famous for being like shilled on podcasts.
Oh, what is the story?
So the Everlane a company quote that this is from Vice. Everlane still struggles to stock clothes that fit its customers. Quote, Everlane, a company that boasts, quote, radical transparency and has ads featuring curve-sized models plastered all over New York City, is drawing public criticism because after years of similar critiques, the brand still struggles with one seemingly simple request, creating and stocking clothes that fit the full range of human bodies. Online, the direct-to-consumer brand has quietly added additional waist sizes up to 35 inches, at least in most styles, to its denim selection. But at the company's newest and largest store that opened last week in Williamsburg, Brooklyn denim sizes cut off at 31 or 32, leaving out the top of its barely size-inclusive range. So there is a fashion brand strategist named Nicolette Mason who pointed out on Instagram stories on Monday, quote, being that it's a brand new store, I assumed they would have their whole size range. I was wrong. So, I guess there was this person who like talked to her on Twitter after this came out. She made this whole like Instagram story where she's basically like, I can't believe that these like people are going to open a brand new store, right? And like have all the sizes available to them and then only include 31s as like the highest waist size that you carry in your store.
Yeah.
So
definitely seen this before though.
So she said that she couldn't find anything above a 31-inch waist in the neat stacks of denim, asked a nearby sales associate on the floor if the store stocked its full-size ranges of people to try on, and the person tells her, quote, she tells me they're not stocking anything above a 31 in store because they, quote, wanted to focus on the best-selling sizes. Maybe if they were in the store, people could try them on and they would sell better. Okay, it gets worse. Everlane responds on Twitter, sorry your size wasn't available, Nicolette. We definitely hope to carry the full size range of denim for you to try on soon.
You're like,
we would love to have you back in when we do. Okay. So, it gets worse.
Not even a little.
In 2015, after more Twitter criticism surfaced that, you know, the quote, transparent, ethical brand only stocked up to size 12 and now carries 16 in select sizes online, Everlane said that it would, quote, extend its stock as soon as they can shoulder the requisite costs. Amanda Mole at the time pointed out that in December 2017, in an extended criticism of Everlane's sizing promises for Racked, Everlane boasted a 51 $1 million revenue.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, what's the excuse here?
So,
seen a startup.
Maybe. I just want to say,
what's the cost?
Y'all favorite podcasters shilling this brand? What y'all doing? Okay. Not Everlane, really?
For sure.
I mean, if you want to wear box shirts, but I also just want to say that what's really transparent about this, and the Vice article doesn't really get into it, and I'm not going to like require that Nicolette Mason get into this either. Like, I'm not trying to police how she responded to this, but we do know like pretty frequently that like it opened in Brooklyn, Williamsburg, yeah, which is rapidly getting gentrified, and there are a lot of high-end stores opening in Williamsburg. And we have heard from like other designers before and other stores before where they're like, yeah, we straight up just don't carry certain sizes because we don't want people who are not extremely thin shopping in our stores because it ruins our brand image. And we don't want people who are not extremely thin wearing our clothes because it ruins our brand image, right? So Everlane might tell you like, oh, we're like, you know, working on getting higher sizes in our store. Those sizes are already available to them and they have more than enough means to produce those sizes and sell them.
Keep them in the store.
They just are not putting them in their brand new store because they don't want a specific kind of customer shopping in their store.
It's cheaper, it's easier, it fits their marketing goal.
It's artificially created scarcity.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for this scarcity to be happening. The only reason that it is happening is because Everlane is trying to control who's shopping in their store. Like, we can call
and if
the
you want to buy it, then pay extra online. So at least we get a little extra coin.
Big yikes energy. Yeah, so that's all I've got. What do you have?
It was revealed that Elon Musk paid $50,000 to investigate if that guy who called him out for his submarine machine that never saved those people in the cave.
He paid how much?
$50,000 to find out if he actually was a pedophile. And the guy sued him and was like, I'm getting this from Alex Lubin Advice, by the way. I'm not going to get too much into detail, but link will be in the episode description, of course. Elon Musk said it was not legit. He didn't accuse him. He just like was given information that that might be true because the guy married, I think he was married or got with his current wife of like 20 years when she was 12, but he was like 16 or something. It's like something where like there's obviously a cultural difference too in like the way that marriage and relationships is brought up for the person originating from than the US already. But in the end, it was still like somebody who's been married with for 20 years and has absolutely, after $50,000 investigating, found nothing that he was a pedophile. It was purely just some info he got to completely like slander this person and give him shit in the press. And the guy sued because rightfully he really did defame that person and call him a pedophile in international news. While it was in the middle of trying to actually save real people from a real disaster. Which is really how you know Elon Musk is like a true evil like asshole like at this point. He also said in court that apparently it was just a common insult used in South Africa when he was growing up. He said it was quote unquote synonymous with creepy old man and is used to insult a person's appearance and demeanor, not because a person acts of pedophilia. It's like, I literally think of high school when someone calls somebody like a snotlose little shit calls like another kid like a pedo and the teacher's like, you can't say that. So he's like, oh, I don't mean it like that. It's the same exact energy. And I was just like, garbage. Also, he said, Elon Musk in his depositions, also know how you know he's evil. He said, when he's defending why he called this man a pedophile without actually having the real information or like just believing the information was legit, he said, quote, I am told this information. I don't know if it's true, but what if we have another Jeffrey Epstein on our hands? And what if he uses whatever celebrity he gains from the cave rescue to shield his bad deeds? That would be terrible. You look like you literally just got like knocked over. I'm like, guillotine, like, absolute
future guillotine victim Elon Musk for sure.
Get in line,
come get your man crimes, like.
Talk about
put somebody him back in the cryogenic chamber.
What, like, if the fame of inventing rockets and electric cars was to hide your connection to any other nefarious activities? Yes, that random man in Thailand just, you know, using this cave rescue to hide a ring like Jeffrey Epstein.
Why can't I ever absolute find that sound effect ever insanity on YouTube? Do you know what it's called? Where it's,
wait,
like,
which one? Oh, you mean the Psycho intro music?
Is that what that's
yes
called?
Oh my god, of
I
course.
I know what it's fucking from.
Psycho?
Sure.
And you were
a movie
student.
I think about.
Wow.
Anyways, shocking. That's how I feel about this.
Speaking of that sound effect, this is how I felt when reading this Page Six article about Whitney Houston hologram officially going on tour.
No.
Have you seen the pictures?
Je suis
of what the hologram looks like.
I don't know if that's proper French, but just I felt like just I refuse this wasn't applicable enough. I had to say it in French. Je suis refuse.
I'm going to show you an image.
What?
I'm going to show you an image.
I hate that. I know that's a hologram because I was going to report about this on Jezebel.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Bad thing. Thing bad.
Thing bad.
Thing bad.
Them going on, by the way, a completely like European. They start like in Mexico and then go to like England, Denmark, and then like Austria, Norway.
Well.
For like an entire year before they come to the U.S., I feel like it's just so
the people
telling.
Who are like not related to Whitney Houston went out and said last time that like this is like their way of preserving her legacy is like putting her hologram on tour, and they're going to make all the royalties off of it. And it's a company that is not affiliated with Whitney Houston's estate, like buying her image,
but the executor. Is involved.
Yes.
So the one who has like the ability
like,
to do this. But yeah,
cashing
of course.
In on her being dead.
It's full. I mean, it's literally a worldwide
Whitney
tour.
Whitney wouldn't want this.
If they could, this is awful I'm about to say, but if they could reanimate a dead corpse, they would. If someone could reanimate these people's bodies and put them on tour, they would do it. It would actually happen.
So bad. Can we please leave?
One more. No, actually.
Do you have more?
Kevin Hart is being sued for $60 million.
Oh, yeah. This was a weird story.
Because he, what I fully believe happened, illegally and pretty much illicitly, immorally filmed him having sex with his partner at the time, Mantia Sabag. She's suing him for $60 million because it was set up with Kevin Hart and a friend of his, JT Jackson.
And he's saying that he had no idea they were being filmed, right?
Yes.
Because that was the angle I saw this morning where it was like, Kevin Hart's the victim too in this equation.
Like, as if it was just the friend, but there's like no evidence of it not being that. And she only just within the last actual few days, like a week or two ago, even found out the tape existed because it's been out for like 2 years.
Oh, wait.
Because it happened in 2017.
Has it been sold?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know about. I didn't see
anything. No, I didn't know if that was the angle. Like, someone was shopping it around.
I think she just found out. Well, she just left him recently. So that was also why.
Mm. Oh, I thought he was still married.
Well, right here. So she says right here, this is from just this week. I was involved with Kevin Hart a month ago. I'm not an extortionist. I'm not a, she's like, I'm not a stripper. She has to like do this whole thing where she pleads that she's not like a criminal, and it really is so sad to read. I don't want to really read through that because
I
believe her. But
Lisa Bloom is her attorney. That was the angle that was why I avoided this story initially, was because Lisa Bloom was her attorney.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
It's true. No, you're right. It's true. All I know is at the time was when Kevin Hart had a kid with I'm bringing like all the details right now, but he like was with right here, Aniko Parrish at the time. They were still together. They had a son the same year as apparently when the sex tape.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. This was not his partner at the time.
No. Definitely, yeah. Extra.
That was why I was like, what?
Yeah. But they were together just recently too.
Yeah.
That's it though. That's it, girl. Let's end.
Do you want to get out of here?
Please. Yeah, that's it. We don't have to plug or do anything.
No, yeah, we're out of here.
So fantastic. All right. Three, two, one. Hi.
My name is BB Rexa, and I'm in the studio doing something I've never done before.
Does anyone